worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Moses called all the people of Israel together and said, "Listen carefully, Israel. Hear the decrees and regulations I'm giving you today, so you may learn them and obey them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Sinai. The Lord did not make this covenant with our ancestors, but with all of us who are alive today. At the mountain, the Lord spoke to you face to face from the heart of the fire. I stood as an intermediary between you and the Lord, for you were afraid of the fire and did not want to approach the mountain. He spoke to me, and I passed his words on to you. This is what he said: I'm the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you and your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your oxen and donkeys, and other livestock, and any foreigners living among you. All your male and female servants must rest as you do. Remember that you were once slaves in Egypt, but the Lord your God brought you out with his strong hand and powerful arm. That is why the Lord our God has commanded you to rest on the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you. Then you will live a long, full life in the land your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's wife. You must not covet your neighbor's house or land or male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 21, Deuteronomy chapter 5. Then looking in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. A final word: be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. And thank you for the blessings that are ours as we simply take time to read and meditate on your word each and every day. Lord, thank you for the fact that you're our Heavenly Father, that you in your grace and mercy, you teach our hands to war. You teach us to be kingdom warriors who know you and love you and are committed to following you onto the battlefield of life every single day. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would empower us to be wise warriors who live the lifestyle of kingdom warriors and who are wise enough to teach and equip our children and our grandchildren and others to be kingdom warriors as well. Thank you for your word, the sword of the spirit, which is the most powerful weapon in the world, and help us to be wise enough to get great use out of it every day of our lives. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak today, that you'd speak through Pastor Joseph, that you'd speak through our guests. And Father, I ask that you'd speak through these scriptures to us. Father, thank you so much for giving us everything that we need to succeed. Thank you so much for overcoming the world. Thank you so much for Jesus and his blood, for covering our sins. And Father, thank you so much for growing us, for giving us new names, new identities, a new person to grow into. That is so much better than we could ever ask for. Thank you so much, Father, for being a good teacher too. Father, you create safe places for us to learn and you protect us. And you make all things whole and you can make all things new. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. And when we share articles and different resource materials, we're glad to and encourage you to email us to get copies of them so that you can and will have them. And so just before we introduce our phone guests, I'm going to take a moment to, I want to share a brief article to help introduce our topic as well as our guests in a few moments, though. But and just so that you know, I do realize that we're not in the Christmas season at the moment, but this article was written sort of in the Christmas season, but it fits very well with the topic we'll be looking at. But the article is entitled, A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. Luke 2:11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Then Deuteronomy 6:1-3, now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Deuteronomy 6:1-3. How encouraging, uplifting, and inspiring it is for believers to take time to read, meditate, and think about the beautiful and glorious and grace-filled narratives we know as the Christmas stories. They're found in Matthew 1-2 and Luke 1-2. What a great tragedy it is that so many children have never read the Christmas narrative or Christmas stories themselves. Here's a project specifically for grandparents during the Christmas season. Let each of your grandchildren know that you'd like for them to do the following for you. Call you every day for 8 days during Advent or the month of December, and during each call, read a part of the Christmas narratives out loud. Here's one possible reading plan you could use. For children who are 8 years old or older, read on day one, Matthew 1. Day two, Matthew 2. Day three, Luke 1:1-20. Day three, Luke 1:21-37. Day four, Luke 1:38-56. Day five, Luke 1:57-80. Day six, Luke 2:1-20. And day seven, Luke 2:21-38, and day 8, Luke 2:39-52. For children younger than 8, you might simply have them read shorter passages that you select from these same chapters in Matthew and Luke, or you may even choose to have them read the same passage each time. Let them know that You'll give them $1, $5, or whatever figure you prayerfully come up with each time they call you up and read for you. For many a grandchild that isn't particularly motivated to read, the money prize has a strange way of suddenly causing them to all of a sudden become highly motivated to read for granddad and grandma. Why is a project like this such a fruitful one? Allow me to share with you a few reasons. Number one, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. Number two, when our children and grandchildren read the Word of God, they're spending time listening to and fellowshipping with Jesus. And for many a child, a grandparent doing this kind of project may be the only person in his or her life that is having them to read the Word of God out loud to them. Number three, there's nothing in all the world that will bless and nourish our lives more than the powerful Word of God. And then number four, grandparents can have one more excuse to call and spend time in conversation with their grandchildren. After they begin this reading project, I'd suggest you begin to mail the prize money the same day that they start reading for you. One way to do this is to see to it that you mail 8 checks made out to your grandchild 8 times. Why do it this way instead of sending one check at the end of the project? Well, your grandchild will receive 8 different gifts instead of one. And receiving each gift / reward can increase the excitement for the grandchild. Picture your grandchild saying, "Mom, did the mail come yet? Grandmother's sending me some more money for reading about Christmas." Imagine the grandchild opening the envelope and saying, "Here's my money from Granddad. He must think reading about Jesus and Christmas is important." And imagine your grandchild doing this for 8 days coming up to Christmas, getting more and more excited about getting the mail than the day before. Obviously, the great blessing to our grandchildren is not the money. It's having the eternal Word of God planted in his or her heart and mind. Every grandparent can choose to do this project however they want to. You can certainly adjust the details however you wish. That's entirely up to you. This is simply a fun way to carry out a Christmas discipleship project that can have eternal fruit in the lives of your grandchildren. What do you say, grandparents? Are our grandchildren worth the fruit and fun effort? Of course they are. Again, the title of that article, A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. So now I want to introduce our special guest today, Steve and Tina Bradford of a wonderful ministry called Legacy Coalition. Steve and Tina, how are you all today?
Very good, Pastor Joseph.
We are delighted to be with you all.
Well, an honor to have you all on. And I'm going to ask if each of you will further introduce yourselves, and then we want to share with our listeners what Legacy Coalition is all about.
All right. Well, my name's Steve Bradford, and I'm the Director of Ministry Operations for Legacy Coalition. And we started with Legacy Coalition in about 2018, and my background was ministering with Prison Fellowship and then Breakpoint and the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. Prior to that, after we joined Legacy Coalition, we have just ministered in that capacity. We live in Salisbury, Maryland, over near the Eastern Shore, and we have 3 children and 8 grandchildren between the ages of 3 and 12.
And we moved here to be closest to our first grandchild when she was born. So it has been our heart's desire to teach that child who Jesus is and all that he's made. And since that first grandchild, yes, now we have 8 grandchildren where we love to read the Word of God to them, as you suggested, and teach them that he created them special and all creation mm-hmm. was created for them to know him. So it is our pleasure to be near 5 of our 8 grandchildren and to minister God's truth to them.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up on the other side and let you further share about the work and the mission behind Legacy Coalition. We'll be right back.
Side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine.
The music of Mercy Me with I Can Only Imagine. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Steve and Tina Bradford of the Great Ministry Legacy Coalition. And Steve and Tina, if you'll pick up right there where you left off before the break.
Sure. Well, I just wanted to let your listeners know what Legacy Coalition is. And we exist so that our grandchildren and their grandchildren learn to follow Christ. And Legacy Coalition was started really in about 2016 by Larry Fowler, who was a guest on your program, Joseph, back just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. But he was a former Awana missionary and noticed that a lot of the kids who came to the Awana programs were brought by their grandparents. And so he said, what better target audience to influence the children than the children's grandparents? And so what he realized was a lot of grandparents need help in understanding and growing in their biblical role. And so he developed Legacy Coalition to provide resources and then also events so they can have a greater spiritual impact on their family. And Legacy Coalition really seeks to encourage grandparents to be intentional about sharing their faith with their grandkids, who oftentimes maybe at a distance. Not all people have the opportunity to see their grandkids every day like we do with some of ours. But some of our resources and include things and strategies, Joseph, like you talked about with the Christmas passages where you read those and then mail a check. Mm-hmm. Another great resource that we have is our prayer resources. I'm going to let Tina explain that. She's our director of the prayer ministry at Legacy Coalition.
Well, Steve and Tina, can you all hear me? Excuse me.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to ask, before we kind of keep going, I'm going to ask if the two of you would pray for listeners in that, because we obviously lots of our listeners will probably be grandparents, but then there are many others who are not grandparents, yet much of what the Ministry of Legacy Coalition seem to really deal with is, yes, about grandparents, but a lot about becoming intentional, as you spoke of, about discipling our grandchildren as well. So would you each pray for people to have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say and equip them with through the broadcast today?
Amen. Good. Tina, why don't you go ahead?
Yes, I'll just thank you, Holy Spirit, for your work today to encourage grandparents to share their love for you, to share their favorite Bible verse, to pray fervently for your work in their children's heart and life. I thank you that your word is powerful, that you are sovereign over all creation, and that you will bless grandparents today through this program and through the reading of your word and through their prayers, Father, with confident joy that you are the great shepherd, you are the sovereign one. Hear our prayers today to bless these people listening.
And Lord, I just to thank you for grandparents all over. And I thank you for those adults who are not yet grandparents, Lord, but that might be. We just pray that your spirit will work in their hearts to instill in them a passion for your word and to share that with their grandchildren. And Lord, for those grandparents who are came by prodigals. We just ask, Lord, that they would continue to know the power of prayer for each of those grandchildren, Lord, and just lift them up to you. Lord, just bless all the grandparents who are listening to this program and those who are yet to be grandparents. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But please go right ahead. You were sharing about some resources that you have.
Yep. You want to talk about prayer?
Yes, I'll talk about prayer resources on our website, legacycoalition.com. You can go to resources, and we do have scripture bookmarks that you can download a PDF of, created by Legacy Christian Grandparenting Network, one of our coalition partners. So it's scriptures that grandparents can pray for themselves, also scriptures that to pray for grandchildren. One is that they accept advice. They'd be willing to listen to constructive criticism and correction, and through it gain understanding. Also, when grandparents begin at their local church, which is our passion and desire to see grandparents begin prayer groups and grandparenting matters groups at their local church, that they pray the scriptures. John 17, Jesus' prayer for his disciples, that they learn to pray the promises and the word of God back to God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So that is our desire, for grandparents to pray for their children and the grandchildren every time they meet, and to use the resources on the website, such as the promise cards. It's a whole stack of cards that are God's word that you can give to your children in a birthday card, Christmas card, a magnet on it for their locker. Here's one. When you give your life to Jesus, you become a child of promise. You don't have to live like the rest of the world. You were set free when Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Read this promise in Galatians 4:28. That's just one of a whole stack of promise cards that grandparents can read with their grandchildren when they come to visit, or send it to them in a text message or a card. That's one example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just some of the events that Legacy Coalition has. We have an annual grandparenting summit, and the next one is coming up in February of 2025. But that's where grandparents gather at one live location, but then it's also simulcast or replayed at churches all across the country. And grandparents can gather together, hear from speakers, and just really encourage one another and learn how to be more intentional with their grandchildren. We also have DVDs and small group studies and other opportunities, books and things to encourage grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk to us about the meaning behind the name of the ministry, Legacy Coalition. Why do you feel like that was the name selected for this? Basically, would it be correct to say this is a ministry to equip grandparents to be intentionally discipling their grandchildren? Would that be correct to say?
Pastor Joseph, that's a perfect summary of what the overall mission is and vision.
Okay.
Legacy Coalition was chosen, number one, because legacy, just the word, means to pass on your spiritual values and faith to your children and grandchildren. But Coalition, what we saw was that there, at the time we started this, there were very few ministries that intentionally encouraged grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And so our desire was to really partner with those things. Like Tina talked about the Christian Grandparenting Network, and other folks are springing up with ministries that encourage grandparents. And so we seek to form a coalition or a partnership, not only with other ministries, but also with just churches across the country that want to have grandparenting groups and small groups around the opportunities to impact grandchildren. And partners are a key thing for us. Ministries like AFR and AFA that would be ministry partners with the resources you have that encourage grandparents as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When we have a summit, our last summit was at Dr. Tony Evans' church Mm-hmm. We have as many as 40 vendors that come, which are Christian ministries that grandparents can purchase gifts for Christmas and birthdays for their grandchildren, so that when they celebrate that grandchild's birthday, there is always a spiritual component. There's something ready in grandma's gift closet to give to that child. So partners such as Pray For Me, Tony Sauter's Pray For Me ministry is also a ministry that intends intergenerational prayer partners within the local church to pray for every student as they go to school that year. They have workbooks that grandpas and grandmas can have and the church can have to support that child in prayer throughout the year.
Go ahead.
Many Christian authors might be at the summit that have written books about their life story, and with puppets and all kinds of creative ways that grandma and grandpa can be prepared to give their grandchildren good books, good resources to encourage their faith.
Well, you know, I want to ask if Steve and Tina, if each of you would just would touch on this important side of the mission behind the Legacy Coalition. You know, the reality is sometimes a believer can make what I would call the mistake of approaching the whole work of discipleship as a burden and a major responsibility. And obviously, it's an important responsibility. But rather than seeing it as a burden, there's a lot of fun and excitement in doing the work of discipleship. In fact, the most fulfilling life a believer can live is one where they're walking out what God has called them to do in the way of discipleship. And so encouraging and challenging grandparents to realize, too, that obviously they love their grandchildren, but to approach the whole matter of discipling them with a perspective of this is fun, it's exciting, and it has eternal results. Would you share thoughts about that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Joseph, that God commands us to go and make disciples, but it's really a relationship opportunity too, which Christians find joy in. And one of the things that Legacy Coalition does is to provide examples of things you can do that are really fun and encourage your grandchildren. We talk about cousin camps and Christian grandparenting camps. We talk about ways to put items around your home, books and plaques and posters and just sayings that encourage the opportunity to talk about life story and just about the Christian faith that grandchildren might ask about. And then grandparents have the opportunity to share a little bit more of that. And again, there's like conversation starters, cards that you can have your grandchildren ask you questions, like what was your favorite memory growing up? And that's the opportunity for grandparents then to lead into a discussion on scriptural principles and life stories that they might not otherwise think of. Tina, you want to add things?
Yes, and just celebrate the way God has created you and your joys. If grandma, you enjoy baking, then bake with a grandchild, but wrap it up special, make a card and take it to your neighbor and use that as an opportunity to say, God asked us to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul and strength and a neighbor as ourselves. So we're not just going to make these cookies or this mini bread for ourselves. We're going to take it over to our neighbors who perhaps live alone. That's one example of how you just use your everyday passions, share them with your grandchild, but show them how to walk as Jesus wants us to walk.
Well,
yeah, I just add that in today's culture, it tells grandparents and senior adults, hey, you've worked hard for your life. You've enjoyed now a rest in retirement, so move away someplace. And what we want to do is encourage grandparents, if you do that, make sure that you have strategies to stay in touch with your grandkids, to pass along your faith and your life stories and keep that relationship going.
And foremost in prayer, praying every day that the word of God over them, asking God every day I'm to sanctify their mind in the truth. His word is truth. To protect them from the evil one and to help them grow and be connected with the local church and with God the Father through his spirit. Mm. So you're always praying and thanking God for his work in their life as the good shepherd and as the creator of their soul.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, we're coming up on a break, but on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask you if you'll pray specifically for grandparents that they would grow spiritually to the place where they really see the need to be, as you mentioned, very intentional and deliberate about doing the work of discipling their, loving their children through their children and grandchildren through discipling them as well. And so, and how important it is for the church to really encourage that as well, because again, that's a part of simply carrying out the Great Commission as well. So we'll pick up there on the other side. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Steve and Tina Bradford of the Ministry Legacy Coalition. Share a website or contact if someone wants to get in touch with you or Legacy Coalition.
Yeah, the website is legacycoalition.com. And if they want to email a specific question, it could go to info@legacycoalition.com.
Okay.
INFO.
All right. We'll pick up there on the other side. We'll be right back. Elevation Worship with Grateful. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Steve and Tina Bradford of the Ministry Legacy Coalition. And Steve and Tina, as we begin this last segment, I want to ask if you'll pray specifically for grandparents to grow in their spiritual maturity, to grow to the place where they're passionate about doing the work of discipleship with their children in the midst of loving them as well.
Be happy to. Father God, we bow before you now, knowing that thou art Almighty God and that you have asked us to humble ourselves in every season of life. And I pray for all the grandparents in their golden final chapter of life that they will humble themselves, confess their sins, and seek your face. And seek your face with worship for who you are, the creator of all, the redeemer through the Lord Jesus Christ, and the coming king and judge. May we prepare ourselves and our family for the return of Christ, knowing that you love us. Jesus died for us. And by your power, he was resurrected. And that power is promised to us through your Holy Spirit every day. Your word says your spirit will never leave us or forsake us. May we celebrate that through every trial, physical, emotional, and spiritual, realizing that you desire for us to trust you with all of our heart, to worship you daily, to walk in your will, and to pray diligently that our children and our grandchildren will follow the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve in his church until he gathers us home. Father, bless these grandparents today to know that their sins are forgiven, that you have created each one and ordained for them to live in this time where they can testify to their children your faithfulness to your church through all seasons past. Help us to embrace the truth and to teach the truth to our children that they are created by you, gifted by you, for a divine purpose. And their greatest joy will be in thanking you and living for you and for your glory. Thank you, God, for this time today and for, again, your living word, which teaches us who you are and what you desire for us. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers of thanksgiving and faith today. Amen.
And Lord, I just affirm this prayer and just ask, Lord, that you would just bless grandparents. And Lord, your promise is that where two or three are gathered, you will hear them. And we just pray, Lord, for the local churches represented by all the listeners here. We pray for those pastors, Lord, who lead those congregations. We pray, Lord, that they would encourage intergenerational and grandparenting ministries in their church to give grandparents the opportunity to gather together to pray for their children and for their grandchildren and their grandchildren yet to be born. Lord, may you just work in the souls and hearts. May your spirit move on these grandparents and in these churches, Lord, to encourage them to greater prayer with the objective of furthering your kingdom and to be a blessing back to you. Lord, we just thank you in advance for all you're going to do through these churches, Lord, as they encourage grandparents. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Steve and Tina, I want to ask you to touch on this. You know, we live in a day and time in which the reality is lots of grandparents are actually raising their grandchildren for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Yet then the fact is that many grandparents, whether they live close to the grandkids or not, see their grandkids facing such serious challenges that are so different from the world we knew, not just, you know, just a few years ago. What words of encouragement would you want to share with grandparents in view of the fact that there's such, you're dealing with such a serious battlefield that our grandchildren are stepping out on every single day?
Well, I think number one, we hurt and ache for those grandparents who have the opportunity and the blessing to raise their grandchildren, but there's much pain with that, as sometimes their own children have made mistakes which don't allow them to raise the kids. And so those grandparents are faced with these things. And as you said, Joseph, far different than things were when they were raising their kids or growing up. And so it's, although it's a blessing, it's a challenge too, to know what they're going through. And I would just encourage them, number one, to remain in prayer for those grandkids, for strength, for understanding, and for discernment for what they're going through. And also to find other grandparents that they can share and pray with, and to use some of the resources that various ministries have on understanding the culture. I know Summit Ministries and the Colson Center have other resources on understanding the worldviews today.
Mm. And I would say walk in praise. Psalm 34, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. In every trial, no matter how hard it is, look for the blessings. Look to praise God for his character, for his faithfulness, for his promises throughout your day. And as grandparents, when they come to your home, as Steve had mentioned before, have scripture on the wall. Have the Bible open. Make it a habit to read a word, memorize a word, recite a word together with your grandchildren so that they know you love God first and foremost in your life, and you love them as well, but you're always telling them who God is and what he has done in your life and what he's going to do in all the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God is his story. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Have his word always drip off your lips with joy and confidence so that when they face trials and they see you face trials, you do so with confident joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I might just add, one of the things we hear frequently from grandparents is that they are blocked, not only by distance, but their children who might have grown up in church in a Christian home have said, don't talk to your grandkids about God. That's a forbidden topic in this house, which is a real pain point for grandparents. And sometimes they're blocked so much that the kids say you can't even see the grandkids. But remember, if you can't talk to your grandkids about God, the God of heaven still listens to you. So pray to him in the spirit about your grandkids. He knows exactly what you're going through and what they're going through. So prayer is just a critical element in all of this.
Amen.
And your faith that he is the good shepherd. He will use his rod and staff, and in his time, he may bring that grandchild back to him in a mighty way and use them in his church.
Yeah.
There are many stories of the saints of glory that he did just that. He shepherded them and used them mightily.
Well, our time is just about completely gone. Would you all take a moment to pray for the church to be much more intentional about equipping grandparents to minister as a whole, just for the work of the church in that regard?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I'm going to praise God first of all, though. Father God, I praise you that your spirit is with all the pastors today. You are convicting them of sin and of righteousness. You are opening their ears to hear what they are to teach their church. And I thank you for every pastor that defends the Word of God, the whole Word of God, in season and out of season. I thank you for my granddaughter's youth pastor who is teaching those kids, when he shouts, look, they all answer to the book. And I thank you and praise you for every pastor that is teaching everyone to look to the book and believe the Word of God as the enduring Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will remain forever. Father God, thank you for your faithfulness to your church. Thank you that your word is true and that you are convicting pastors of what they are to teach, and fathers and grandfathers and Sunday school teachers and elders, you are convicting them and guiding them and sustaining them by your Holy Spirit and by your word. We give you thanks and praise for that today. You will be with us to the end. You will strengthen us for your honor and glory.
And Lord, we just pray for wisdom and discernment and courage as you encouraged Joshua, Lord. Be strong and courageous. This is our prayer for pastors, to teach the truth, Lord, to not compromise, and to be intentional about teaching their congregations to relay the word and disciple the younger generations. And Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do through churches, through pastors, even through lay leaders, Lord, as they follow your spirit's leading. And we just pray for the current culture today, Lord, that truth will win out, as we know you promise. In your name we pray.
Amen.
And Father, I do thank you for Steve and Tina, and thank you for the ministry of Legacy Coalition and the great work that they're doing. Thank you for making, for creating a vessel such as this ministry to impact your kingdom as you desire to do so. Father, bless Brother Steve and Sister Tina and the ministry of Legacy Coalition. Bless them each indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And thank you for every grandparent listening at this time. Thank you for your hand of grace upon it. Bless each and every one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And more, help us to be on fire with your Holy Spirit, to be vessels through which your work can be done consistently. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day to get saved and to fully commit your heart and life to the Lord. Whether you're a grandparent or anyone else listening, today is a good day to make that step. If you'd like to commit your life to Christ, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We would like to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch with us. Once again, our email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you once again, joseph@afr.net. Well, Steve and Tina, thank you so much for being with us. Would you share with our listeners one more time if they want to get in touch with you and or Legacy Coalition, how they can do that?
Yeah, the website is legacycoalition.com. And if you would like to email, just send an email to info@legacycoalition.com, and we'll respond to you.
All right. Thank you
all. If you would like prayer resources, I would be happy if you emailed TinaB@LegacyCoalition.com. Okay. I would reply back to you with some prayer resources that you could pray for yourself and for your grandchildren.
All right. Thank you so much. Please pray much for Steve and Tina and the Ministry of Legacy Coalition. Be blessed.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.